Welcome to Spiritual Woo, a space where we talk about all the things that move you, the things that wake and shake you. No woo-woo here. We believe and talk about real divine spiritual connections, all while taking a lighthearted and sometimes humorous approach. I'm your host, Ashley Michelle. From bar-owning, late-night karaoke hosting, raging alcoholic, to yoga and meditation teacher, life and wellness coach, mindful manifester, and sober-as-fuck badass chick, this podcast is here to inspire you. We'll be exploring many different spiritual concepts, practices, and ideas, as well as chatting with some pretty inspiring spiritually aligned guests. Plus, I'll be sharing and bearing about my own spiritual awakening. Woo! Our intention here is to encourage and offer support to you throughout this beautifully chaotic journey that we call life. Grab your tea, start your cleaning, or buckle up and settle in for this epic spiritual ride. Okay, everyone, welcome to today's podcast. And I apologize if I'm sounding a little nasally. I am just getting over the seasonal cold and flu. Tis the season, right? However, I still want to record this podcast for you. And I'm in the comfort of my bed and in my room, and it's a beautiful sunny day. And my mood is a little bit lifted after going through a couple of darker days, both outside and inside, because when I get not feeling well, I am the worst sick person. You all tell me a lot of the times that, oh, you have such a positive, happy, bubbly attitude. Well, not when I'm not feeling well. I am the most whiniest, the most complainiest, and I just really like get into my body. And like Eckhart Tolle kind of says, like, I sit in my pain body, which is really hard for someone like me because I am go, 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 as most of you know. And then when something happens, like you injure yourself or you're not feeling well, it can take you right out. And that's what's happened to me the past couple of days. But now I'm feeling on the ups, I'm feeling good, and I'm here to just share some shit, if you will, today. Just sharing some shit, if you will. And, you know, we're coming into the holiday season, as we know. I've been talking about this a lot on the podcast. This is a weekly podcast, so you are coming with me every single week, and we are heading into the second week of December. And a lot of people are, you know, into that cold and flu season. A lot of people are done their Christmas shopping, or like me, haven't even started their Christmas shopping. And it's just an all around vibe. The holiday vibes are just kind of where it's at, right? There's this kind of feeling and sensation that it's go time. And that's where we're at today. So I wanted to just make this a little short just because I have to preserve my voice. I am teaching a lot of classes this weekend, and I just wanted to share with you a couple of books that have helped me on my spiritual journey and my spiritual path. And every book that I'm going to share with you, I'm just going to kind of like pop in what it is, who wrote it, and then I'm going to link it in the show notes, like a direct link to Amazon. You can look at it or go purchase it at your local bookstore. Also, too, if you are listening, and I know I've told some of you this before, but if you go into places like Goodwill and Value Village, you can find so many used, beautiful, amazing spiritual books. So let's get into it. And first and foremost, if you have not listened to the pod, welcome. And you will know if you have listened to the pod that I am absolutely obsessed in all the right ways with the late great Ram Dass. And he is a beautiful spiritual teacher who has left his body back in 2020. However, I feel him so ever present in my life, and it's because of the books I read. So some of you might know Ram Dass is the author of Be Here Now, and it's a really fun, funky, psychedelic kind of illustrated like picture book. And it's very intense. It's very deep. And to be honest, I have not even gotten through it in its entirety because it's very overwhelming just to look at it. So Be Here Now is the book that kind of put Ram Dass on the map for, I don't even want to say because he was already on the map, but this book is what he's very much well known for in the Western yogic community. And then also if, so that book I've grabbed years and years ago, it's always been on my nightstand. It's like opening up and looking at what Ram Dass's psychedelic trips were and how he saw God and all these amazing and beautiful things. But that's not my favorite book of his. My favorite book of his is actually his biography, which is called Being Ram Dass. And this is basically his entire life story and how he was a Harvard professor. And he was major in the psychedelic movement in the, I believe it was the 60s. And then he ended up having this crazy trip and saw God or saw himself for who he truly was. And then long story short, he travels to India, he meets his guru and realizes that you don't need psychedelics, drugs, and all these crazy things to really have these transformative experiences and connections. And he's just been an amazing spiritual teacher since then. So Being Ram Dass is my number one. I'm looking at it right now. It's one of my favorite books. It's a huge book, but it's so inspiring and it's so beautiful. And then the other book that kind of spins off from Be Here Now is Be Love Now. And oh my gosh, this book alone, I have based an entire retreat off of, my Compassionate Heart retreat. I have based off of this book, which is Ram Dass's Be Love Now. And he really, really helped me realize the path to the heart. And that is legit the first chapter of the Be Love Now book. And I'm going to read it to you if you're open to listen. Let me just take a moment to reset and center my breath and my body so that I can translate this in the best way that I know how. So if you're open, let's listen. Imagine feeling more love from someone than you have ever known. You're being loved even more than your mother loved you when you were an infant, more than you were ever loved by your father, your child, or your most intimate lover, anyone. This lover doesn't need anything from you, isn't looking for personal gratification, and only wants your complete fulfillment. You are loved just for being who you are, just for existing. You don't have to do anything to earn it. Your shortcomings, your lack of self-esteem, physical perfection, or social and economic success, none of that matters. No one can take this love away from you, and it will always be here. Imagine that being in this love is like relaxing endlessly into a warm bath that surrounds and supports your every movement, so that every thought and feeling is permeated by it. You feel as though you are dissolving into love. This love is actually a part of you. It is always flowing through you. It's like the subatomic texture of the universe, the dark matter that connects everything. When you tune into that flow, you will feel it in your own heart, not your physical heart or your emotional heart, but your spiritual heart. The place you point to into your chest when you say, I am. This is your deeper heart, your intuitive heart. It is the place where the higher mind, pure awareness, the subtler emotions, and your soul identity all come together, and you connect to the universe where presence and love are. Unconditional love really exists in each of us. It is a part of our deep inner being. It is not so much an active emotion as a state of being. It's not, I love you for this reason, not, I love you if you love me. It's love for no reason. Love without an object. It's just sitting in love. A love that incorporates the chair in the room and permeates everything around. The thinking mind is extinguished in love. If I go into the place in myself that is love, and you go into the place in yourself that is love, we are together in love. Then you and I are truly in love. The state of being love. That is the entrance to oneness. I have read that so many times. It's the first few paragraphs of the first chapter in Ram Dass's Be Love Now. And it has changed my life. That book, that those pages just has changed my life. And it may or may not resonate with you. Maybe go back and listen. Maybe order the book. Like I said, I'm going to link it in. I just can't. It makes me, every time I read it, it fills my heart with so much love. And when he says, if I go into the place in me that is love, and you go into the place of you that is love, together we are in love. Oh my gosh. It just blows my mind. It blows my whole heart open with love. And it's just so true. And it's true for me. And it's true for you. And we just need to tap into it, right? So, oh my goodness, please, like, just hear me when I say that unconditional love really does truly exist in all of us. And Ram Dass has showed me the path to my heart. And this is why I'm sharing all his books and things with you, and how much I appreciate the teachings and the message and the love. And I feel like I could do just like a whole entire podcast dedicated to Ram Dass. And actually, Ram Dass has a beautiful podcast, which is Be Here Now podcast. I think it's Be Here Now podcast. I will also link that in. And it's all his like teachings from way back 1970s, 80s, 90s, all the way up till before he passed. And I usually listen to at least a Ram Dass podcast, oh my gosh, every day or so I put it in. So I'm going to link that in for you guys. And, you know, maybe it doesn't resonate with you. Maybe it does, but it definitely does me. And he is one of the teachers that I feel, and I've said this before, I feel like I could just donate all these books to the library and just keep my Ram Dass books here. And that's all I need, really. But I am going to share with you a couple other books that have been just really a part of my journey. And I'm sure we've all, maybe haven't, but I'm thinking most of us have heard of Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. And that was the very first kind of spiritual book that set me on my path. And if you listen to one of the first episodes, I talk a little bit more about this book, but I don't even know where or how I got this book. Like, maybe it was probably, I'm thinking it had to do with Oprah. Like, I'm thinking it was on Oprah's list, or Oprah had Eckhart Tolle on or something. And this was years ago. I'm thinking back in 2000, probably 7 or 8, 2009 vibes. And I don't know how I got this book, but I did. And I was going through a crazy separation, and I was reading this book and trying to understand it. But it was, again, like the first couple pages, this guy, Eckhart, talks about how he just kind of, I don't know, hit rock bottom. It's been a long time since I've read this book, but he kind of just like hit this space and place where he was so low, and then he realized that he was not, you know, his thoughts, his feelings, his emotions, and that there was like this almost separateness, ego and true self and true nature. And this was the first time I ever heard these concepts, and it just blew my mind wide open. I felt exactly what he felt. I, you know, read this book and I didn't understand a lot of the terminology. I didn't understand the concepts, but I just knew that there was this underlying truth to the power of now. And it is all about like trying to remain now in the moment of now, which is the only moment that we really truly have, right? And it's a very hard practice, a very, very hard practice, especially if it's a brand new concept to you. And I think that if you were to just go read this book and not have practices such as meditation, yoga, breath awareness, and things like this, the concept of power now might be a little bit more challenging for you. So of course, read it if you'd like, but just be open to knowing that this could spark a little fire and a little spin out. Like, how do I stay and practice being in the now all the time? It's so hard, right? But just, you know, get into these other practices, yoga, meditation, breath work, all these things that I highly recommend and suggest because they've helped me. And adding those things into reading and spiritual study, just it really complements the journey, if you will, right? So Power of Now, actually, there's a couple of people that have said that they're rereading The Power of Now, and perhaps maybe I am inspired to pick it up again and start reading it again. But it's always a book that I'll find in my local Goodwill or Value Village, and I'll just buy copies of it and hand it out because it was the first book that really, I guess, woke me. Like, I woke the F up when I read that book. And again, I didn't understand a lick of it, but I knew that there was some truth to it. I just love that book. And I used to always send people to that book first. However, I have now changed and I send people to Michael Singer's The Untethered Soul. I have read this book over and over again. We've hosted book clubs with it. I have suggested The Untethered Soul to many, many people. And Michael Singer is this, I don't know, he's kind of silly and he's sweet and he's a little bit like, you know, this is the way it is, just get with the program kind of vibe. And his story is very interesting as well. If you read The Untethered Soul first, you know, sit with it, take some time with it. Again, some mind-blowing concepts if it's the first time you're hearing these things. Or, you know, maybe you're already studying and reading spiritual books. This is definitely one that will complement your library for sure. And then after you read The Untethered Soul, I would go backwards and read Michael Singer's first book, The Surrender Experiment. And this is a little bit more memoir based and talks about his specific journey. And I loved reading that book and how his life, he just surrendered to life. Like, that's what the whole book is. He surrendered to all of it, the good, the bad, the shitty, the ugly, the amazing. He just surrendered in. And that's what that book's about. So I'd read Untethered Soul first and then go back and read The Surrender Experiment. Love, love these books by Michael Singer. I also listen to the Michael Singer podcast where he talks about the concepts of just untethering the soul. And it's beautiful and it's amazing. Okay, so the other book I am going to share is my yoga Bible, if you will, which is Patanjali's The Yoga Sutras. And this is a book that you will most likely definitely be required to read if you are in a yoga teacher training, like a 200 and 300 hour. The Yoga Sutras, there's many different versions and variations. And the one that I have is by, I'm just trying to look here, Swami Satchananda. It's a blue cover. And I have read this so many times. And this, I say, I'm just pulling it out. This, I say, is definitely my Bible. It is a way of life. The Yoga Sutras is a way of life. It is a way of just living and understanding life. It is extremely deep, and it is all about putting all your spiritual work into practice. It goes through the 8 limbs of yoga, which you would learn in depth if you were in a yoga teacher training. And there's just, I'm just looking at it now, and there's just so many post-it notes I have in here and so many beautiful things. And I would definitely recommend this book if you have kind of read through the previous ones I've mentioned. Of course, you don't have to go through any other order, but again, like these concepts and these ideas, and sometimes with these books, you got to read them over and over and over again and continuously come back to them. I make jokes because I tell people about all these books that I want to share, and they say, oh, can I borrow the book when you're done? And I have a really bad connection and attachment to my books because I don't like letting them out. I'm always coming back to them. I'm always looking at them and rereading them and just getting different perspectives. And we're in different places and spaces in our lives, and we might go back to these books that have inspired change. So I never lend out books. I'm so sorry. But again, I'm going to link everything into the show notes for you. And I'm pulling all these books out on my bed, and now I want to just go in and read them all again. They're so beautiful. And these are definitely the ones that have really influenced my life. I have so many books. I can't even tell you how many I have. There's probably over 100 within my bedroom and out in my living space. Also, like Wayne Dyer is an amazing author and spiritual teacher. I've read several of his books. Deepak Chopra, of course. Gabrielle Bernstein from The Universe Has Your Back and Super Attractor. Amazing books. And also the Abraham Hicks series of books, and the talk about like the law of attraction and manifestation. And Abraham Hicks can be a little out there for some people. However, the concepts are pretty interesting, and it's all about like tapping into the vortex and higher vibrations and really attracting things to yourself that you really, really want. And I'm not just talking about financial and this kind of stuff. I'm talking about, you know, waking up every day and within the first 17 seconds, just being like, I am blessed. I'm having an amazing day. Everything is working. The universe is working out for me. All these kinds of things. Like Abraham Hicks is definitely one of my favorite teachers as well. And I'm just going to kind of leave that at that. If you want to explore into Abraham Hicks, you can. It's a deep dive. You can find some stuff on YouTube and things of that nature. And again, the concepts may be a little wild, but not for me. And again, I'm just sharing what's helped me along the way, friends. But with that, my voice is a little shot, and I have a lot of offerings this weekend that I need to preserve and save this voice for. So I will link everything. Like I said, if you have any questions, just reach out. But my hope is that just sharing my favorite books with you, that you can maybe put them on your Christmas list this year and say, hey, like, I want this book in my stocking. Or maybe you have a commitment to yourself to read a little bit more spiritual books and spiritual self-study. So these are great spaces and places to start. And they're all just my opinion, and you can take it or leave it. So with that, I am going to say thank you for joining. And we're going to see or hear, I guess you're not going to see me, but you know, we'll meet again next week on the podcast. And I do have a few people lined up, but with sicknesses and the holiday season, you're stuck with me for a bit. So until everybody is well and things have slowed down a bit, we do have some more guests coming on. I've desperately trying to get my really good friend, one of my besties, Miss Ashley Standish, on the show. She's been through an immense self-love journey, and I definitely want to share this with you. Also, we have some people lined up for our sober stories. But until, again, we can get well and be together, that's what it's going to be. So with that, I thank you for listening. And until next time, friends.
And that's it for today's episode of Spiritual Woo Podcast. We hope that you have found some inspiration as well as connection, and perhaps take some of this with you and hold it near and dear to your heart today. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you've enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I loved creating it, well then, if you're open to subscribing and leaving a 5-star review, I'll love you forever. Just kidding, I already do. Your support means the world to me. Maybe you'd like to share this podcast with your friends or follow my personal Instagram account at Life of a Yoga Teacher. You can also find more spiritually aligned and inspired content by following at Spiritual Woo Podcast on TikTok and YouTube, as well as at Spiritual Woo on Instagram. Thank you so much for all your love and support. I am deeply grateful and truly honored to be able to share with you all. I wish you an amazing day, and I cannot wait to connect with you again next week. Much love to you all. AM.